This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Coming up at 6:30, ESPN Radio's Mark Kestisher will join us to talk about the NBA playoffs. Right now, we're going to talk about what Frankie Louvu had to say today about the tush push. He was on Good Morning Football this morning, and the NFL is getting ready to vote again on whether or not they should ban the play. They tabled the opposition to it and tabled the vote the last time they had their league meeting. But they get together again. They're going to vote on it. And Frankie has something he would like to say. Anthony, roll the tape.
You are, in a way, linked to this play because of that moment. You also have a powerful voice. This week, in a matter of a couple of days, the league is going to vote on the tush push, whether to keep it or to ban it. As a guy who has been out there in a playoff game trying to defend it, is it unfair and should the league ban it?
Man, my personal opinion?
Yeah.
I think they should ban it, you know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum too on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion. And I'm going to leave it at that.
So, I think Frankie makes kind of, I don't know, Frankie makes an interesting point, right? Everyone likes to compare it to a scrum in rugby. But in a scrum in rugby, from my very limited understanding of rugby, there is no offense or defense, so to speak. It's a neutral play. So, the Eagles get to all know when the snap count is, and they all get to move together. And the defense is stuck guessing and then just getting run over. And that on its own to me isn't actually that compelling, even if it's on the right track. Because the offense, Anthony, knows the snap count and gets to go and start on every play. The offense always has an advantage. It just is magnified when the amount that they can possibly gain on that advantage because of the reaction times of defensive players, which are very, very fast, is all they need. That the game becomes reduced to essentially that advantage, amplified by a lot of people on top of each other all at once, moving in opposing directions, one of which knows when the start line is going to be, and the other which does not. So, I don't know. What do you make of Luvu's comment there?
I mean, I think he's valid to an extent, the points that he's making, but I think it also just goes back to the offense sort of kind of just having an advantage. Like the offense always has an advantage, but also the fact that they took out, you know, being able to aid a runner and, like, you know, push, you know, a player forward. And I think we said all the times when the offense, when a running back gets stood up and all the offensive linemen, all they do is push them forward. So it's just like, I don't know, there's too much like gray area in these rules in the first place, but I think he does make a good point.
Makes a good point of why it's hard to stop. The question is that enough to actually ban it?
No.
My thing. It's like, yeah, you've identified the problem, but that's your problem.
Yeah.
And by the way, your offense could do the same thing, except for they can't because no one else does it quite like Philly. There are other teams, most notably Buffalo, that have been very, very good at it. It helps when you have the quarterback who has the kind of leg drive that Jalen Hurts has or Josh Allen has, and you have to be willing to risk that guy getting a little banged up potentially in there. But I think that, you know, like I was thinking about this earlier today, knowing we were talking about it, and I was like, okay, let's take out all of the other variables and just say, how would you stop it? And when I say take out the all the other variables of, like, if I told you the play was coming with certainty, and you didn't have to protect from a sweep or a fake, and it's just like, we are tush pushing, how are you stopping it? What would you do? And I think the answer would be cram as many dudes into that space as possible, and you just try to put 11 guys there and hope that as soon as the ball is snapped, everybody reacts quickly, and then you stand up the entire line and Jalen Hurts has nowhere to go because he's running into an 11-man wall. And that would be the play. The problem with that is, okay, you do that once, and now I fake the tush push. I pitch it out to Saquon Barkley on a sweep, and nobody's home, and he's, you know, we do the tush push from our own 20-yard line, and he's going to run 80 yards. So this is the problem, is that, you know, anything that you would do to try to create that wall, if you overdo it, they're not required to run that play, which is why it's so hard. And I think then it becomes there have been no extended injury issues with the tush push, despite the fact that everyone brings up health and safety. But just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it couldn't happen. And how much more dangerous would it be if all of a sudden it's like all 22 guys running into each other in that way? Or the chances of a guy getting hurt in the pile or whatever it may be. So I guess where I just land is, I think fundamentally you have to ask, like, do I want to play in the sport? And instead of coming up with all these reasons why, just be like, I don't like it. It's not really what the game is about. Just pushing dudes. And thus, if you want to run a quarterback sneak, that's fine. You can push forward. You find the crevice, whatever, but you can't get pushed in the immediate aftermath of the snap. Anthony, that addresses, that gray area you were talking about, where it's like, if you're within a yard of the line of scrimmage, you can't push the pile. And that goes both ways.
It goes both ways?
You can't defensively, if the pile is being stood up, you can't like push it from the back.
Well, they should blow it dead.
And that's what would happen, right? If it comes to a stalemate, you blow it dead.
But then you got those running backs that, you know, are fighting for extra yards. There's just too much, like,
that's the thing. If the pile moves, because it's still moving, then it's moving. If it's moving backwards, they stop it for forward progress. If it's moving forwards, then you're not a dead pile. And if that thing gets past the line of scrimmage, you know, whatever window you want to make it, 2 yards or 3 yards or 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, well, now it's fair game to do downfield.
Yeah.
Or you could just ban it, period. Like, I think there's different ways you can do it that actually aren't that complicated. But they, and the reason I know they can do this is because this used to be the rule. You used to not be able to push people behind the line of scrimmage. And now you can. And so if the problem is just the tush push, that's fine. But here's the thing. I think that if you fix the if you ban the tush push, the Eagles will still quarterback sneak and they will still convert 90% of them. And thus you still have to find a way to be effective, and all the things that Frankie Louvu is saying here still become relevant. The advantage the offense has specifically, and the Eagles O-line being great and Hurts being able to squat 600 pounds and thus create leg drive that most quarterbacks can't, all those things are still valid if Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown or whoever else are not pushing him from behind.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I feel like even if you do try to take it away, there's going to be teams that just heavily rely on the QB sneak now. Now we're going to figure out a way we can alter it, the tush push, where it's a QB sneak, but it also gives you that, you know, that extra push that...
Need the extra push. Just QB sneak.
Okay.
Just have good offensive linemen who get off the ball and fire, and then have a quarterback who's pushing into them, and you can't have a linebacker, whoever, pushing the defensive lineman. That's one of the complaints, which is why I'm, like, fine with banning it, is because I don't want the offense to have an advantage the defense doesn't have that's specific to a play.
Yeah.
Like, this is why Luvu's argument falls short with me, is, like, the offense has the snap advantage every single play, no matter what. So don't do something like to create leverage or whatever, manipulate whatever. That's my thing. It's like, I just don't like manipulations of the rules. So figure that out, fix the rule. But ultimately, like, the Eagles would still be the best. And when Jalen Hurts retires, they won't be as good anymore, because he's the weapon as much as the tush push, the brotherly shove is the weapon. All right, when we get back, ESPN has released a new mock draft for the NBA. Who do they have the Wizards taking? Not only at 6, but at 18. But first, the latest in the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you wanna at Wawa, with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ESPN Radio's Mark Kestisher joins us talking NBA playoffs. In just a few minutes here on the Team 980, coming up at 6:30, I'm Craig Hoffman here for The Hoffman Show. Anthony Haney alongside, super producer of the program. Anthony, ESPN dropped a new mock draft for the NBA draft coming up, let's see, a month and 5 days from now. I believe it's June 24th. But who's counting? No one's counting anymore because last week's draft lottery just made everyone mad.
It did.
Yeah. Really, just uncomfortable situation with all that. Really, just, I can't believe, a week ago, there was a different level of hope. I don't want to say there was no hope. And actually, tomorrow, one of the things I want to do on the show is Ted Leonsis gave an interview to Front Office Sports. And in it, he talked about how, hey, we're not going to hang our heads because we got the sixth pick and just be like, ah, we're losers now. Like, no, we're going to make the best of it. We're going to take the best player we can, and we're going to keep moving forward. And, like, I actually really appreciate that from Leonsis. Of course, what's he supposed to say? And there's some other comments that got bigger headlines where he said, hey, we weren't tanking. We were developing players. And there's some stuff that I want to hear it in full. I've seen clips and excerpts, and so we are efforting getting that full interview from Front Office Sports, and I'm hoping to have the editor-in-chief of Front Office Sports who conducted the interview on the show. So we're working on all of those things. AJ Perez, if you're out there listening, local lad, tell your boy to get us an email back. Anyway, the point is ESPN has a new mock draft out. Number one, Anthony, the Dallas Mavericks, guess who they're taking?
Craig Hoffman.
Yeah, that's correct. I am going to be the number one pick in the NBA
Let's
draft.
Let's go get that bread, boy.
Yeah, we'll see how I do in summer league. I think you should. I should just ask for a week off of work, and I'll probably be back here because I don't think I'm going to make the team. I don't know. I'll try really hard on defense. I heard Nico likes that. Okay. Cooper Flagg is going number one to the Dallas Mavericks. Number two is very likely to be Dylan Harper out of Rutgers. I still do think there is questions about whether or not this will be the Spurs pick, or will they trade it specifically to Milwaukee for Giannis Antetokounmpo as part of a package. But I would be very surprised, Anthony, if Dylan Harper is not the number two pick. It would be kind of wild if we had the number two pick traded in the NFL and the NBA draft in the same year.
Yeah, I would be surprised, too. I think when we had DA on, he was just saying, like, you know, Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, like, two guys in their own separate tiers.
Yeah, he thinks that Harper's closer to Flagg than he is to whoever winds up going three.
Yeah.
Right now, three is the Philadelphia 76ers. They, of course, could try to make a move for Giannis or someone else as well. Ace Bailey is the projected pick there. Charlotte Hornets at 4, VJ Edgecombe, super athlete out of Baylor. Number 5, Jeremiah Fears, the point guard out of Oklahoma. And I'm not going to lie, Anthony, this is how I hope the draft goes for Washington, unless like Edgecombe or Bailey falls. But Fears is the guy that to me holds the keys for Washington. If he goes in the top 5, it bumps someone down that I like as a better fit for Washington. And Fears is really intriguing. He's 6'2.5". He is a 6'5.25" wingspan. He is a really interesting shot creator, and he's really young. He's one of the youngest players in college basketball, so super duper upside. But we know the Wizards like guys who have positional size, and we know that they could use some more length, and Bub Carrington is probably their point guard of the future. So unless you're looking at Bub and Fears as guys that can play together, I'm more interested in one of the wings and a guy who can play outside, so to speak, versus a point guard, team leader kind of guy, because they took Bub in the lottery last year. So if Fears goes 5, that means Trey Johnson drops to 6. That is probably my guy in this draft. I think the write-up from Jeremy Wu is interesting in this ESPN.com mock draft. That's a combo deal with Wu and Jonathan Givony. He says that there are some people in the league who see Johnson's play style as selfish, that he's not necessarily the most willing passer. He looks for his own shot, but he's 6'4.75". He has a 6'10.25" wingspan. Andy, did you hear that?
You said a 6'4"?
6'4", his height, without shoes, which means his NBA height is 6'6". So he's nearly, 6'6.75", because they just add 2 inches, basically, which means you're looking at a dude who's almost 6'7", NBA size, and wingspan 6'10.25".
God, he can scratch his ankle standing up.
Yeah. Love those guys.
Got
conceptually, as long as they can play.
Yeah.
And this dude can shoot the freaking lights out. And he took on a ton of offensive burden. And that's the thing about all these guys that the Wizards have taken so far, is guys like Bub, guys like Keyshawn, guys like Alex Sarr. They all are, I think, really good complementary pieces. But I don't know that they have a guy who is like, this is the centerpiece of our offense. And I don't know that Trey Johnson's ever going to be good enough to be the centerpiece of a championship NBA offense, but he's kind of in the Devin Booker-y type of mold. And you saw how Booker developed, and Booker helped a team get to the NBA finals where he was probably the best player on that team. And so Trey Johnson is intriguing as hell to me, especially surrounded by the types of dudes that are here that do a lot of other stuff. And if he's a good kid, and I think that the rep on him, despite the play being selfish, is that he's a really good kid who approaches it really professionally. You get him in this kind of environment, and a coach like a Brian Keefe, who specializes in player development, and is like, if you play this way, it will work for you. Play our way. I can make the argument the other way. Don't try to fit a square peg in a round hole. If the play style doesn't work, if he's not a guy who moves the ball, like, don't bring him in. But this is the guy that I'm circling right now as probably my number one realistic prospect on the board for Washington.
Now, I love Trey as well. And shooting at all three levels, I think, always translates to the next level kind of thing. And the fact that you compare him to a Devin Booker, like, we all knew, I was paying attention to Devin Booker when he's coming out of high school.
Yeah, when he dropped 50 at Kentucky in that one game, I was like, yeah, that guy's probably going to be a good NBA player.
Yeah, so, like, just being able to, like, even get that comparison. Like, we know the kind of shooting that, he used to do, and that we've actually seen on display from Trey Johnson at the draft combine. Like, he shot the skin off the ball at the combine. So we know what he can do, and it's more so just all about the development. If he's with it, and then also whatever team, he ends up on, just constantly and continually, like, working with him to develop his game and evolve it.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to wind up doing more than just scoring. But
yeah, for sure.
For a guy that averaged just 3 rebounds and 2.7 assists last year, he did score 19 a game as a freshman at Texas. Like, to score almost 20 a game in college, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
And he did it as an 18-year-old freshman last year. So he's the guy that I think is going to be very interesting to watch. And in the 18th pick that Washington has from the Memphis Grizzlies as part of the Marcus Smart trade, ESPN currently projects them to take Liam McNeely, wing out of UConn. He was a freshman last year. True shooting percentage over 50%. 6'6¾" without shoes. 6'8½" wingspan. So big kid. Lottery potential, but had an ankle injury last year, which is going to knock him down boards. So you can just, you know, say, hey, we got a lottery type of talent at 18. I think Will Dawkins and Michael Winger would be pretty happy with that to hand off to Brian Keefe and say, do your thing. When we get back, Mark Kestisher joins us, ESPN Radio play-by-play man. He's been calling the NBA Finals for like a decade at this point. He was on the call for some of the big games over the weekend. And I also have a different question I want to ask Mark that is also Wizards adjacent in terms of how the league has changed. So we'll get to all of that, NBA playoffs and more, next with Kesty here on The Hoffman Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. NBA playoffs are, well, they're more in full swing. We've entered the conference finals phase. Game 7 yesterday got us there, and Mark Kestisher was on the call for ESPN Radio. And our May tradition of welcoming Mark back to the show after a year of hibernation where he does nothing else but wait for our calls continues. Mark, hello.
That's
Mark.
Exactly, Craig, and my number finally came, so it's good news. We just had a massive storm float through Oklahoma City. Fortunately, I was back in the hotel and not on the golf course, and the sun is shining again, so it's time to hit the conference finals tomorrow. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, no, it's always great to have you, and we kind of look up from our little hole in the ground after the NFL draft, look around and go, all right, what do we do this time of year again? All right, we call Mark and we talk about basketball. We call Mark and we talk about basketball. Mark, that game you were at yesterday, it wasn't very competitive for very long. I mean, we know that the Oklahoma City's talent, Oklahoma City Thunder's talent can be overwhelming. They won 68 games. They should win the championship based off everything we saw from them in the regular season. But to see them that thoroughly dominate a champion in the Denver Nuggets, how surprising was that to you?
You know, I was here when they started the playoff run a few weeks ago and beat Memphis by, I think it was 51 points. And, you know, I've seen enough Oklahoma City games this year to know that's their MO. I mean, they turn you over and they just run you out of the building. They play incredibly tough defense. The biggest thing yesterday was, and I think moving forward, you know, because it was the first time that they were, you know, in this elimination game situation, is you still have to remember their average age is 25 and they haven't been through this before. And as much as, you know, I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, carries himself, you know, much older than he is, and the same for Jalen Williams, is that it is the first time for these guys. And, you know, in the post-game press conference with Mark Daigneault, their head coach, you know, he basically, you know, acknowledged that it was different yesterday. You know, you wake up in the morning of a game 7, you know, really knowing there's a, you know, a huge fork in the road. And Oklahoma City was fortunate, you know, to play their ball game. You know, Denver was a little bit compromised, even though Aaron Gordon was able to play the game. But in the end, Oklahoma City is just so deep, and at home they're so difficult. So, you know, to me, it wasn't surprising, but with the caveat of that was a big mile marker and flag planting for them that they got through, you know, the pressure. Now, was it fourth quarter pressure? No, but there was still a little bit of pressure having a winner-take-all game for them.
So, Mark, something I've been thinking about actually a lot in this playoffs, especially how it's played out with a bunch of new teams here, is the way it works in the NBA is you typically have to take steps. You can't skip them. That you win or you lose in the first round at tumbling, you get a little older, get a little better, make a couple tweaks to the roster. You go to the second round, same thing happens. Or maybe you get a conference finals and you can skip one. But you certainly don't go from a team that is losing in the first round to winning an NBA championship. Like, you typically have to take some bumps along the way. As someone who has called the NBA finals for a decade now, like, what is it about each round of the playoffs that makes it so? That makes it so teams tend to have to learn, oh, this is what it's like to play at this stage of the playoffs.
Yeah, Craig, it's true, because it's, you know, it's been a couple generations now, you know, where you go back and you can find those line of demarcations, you know, for the early 80s 76ers and then the middle 80s Detroit Pistons and then the late 80s early 90s Chicago Bulls and on, just talking about the West or about the East. And, you know, a lot of it is exactly that, is you learn through trial and error. You learn from losing to teams that are ahead of you on that same curve, and then eventually there's that little expiration of window of those other teams and you break through. And you hope that with your organization, like here in Oklahoma City, it's perfectly set up. It's almost too perfect, you know, with great draft picks and, you know, a ton more of draft capital and flexibility. you know, that eventually is going to hit them, and they're going to have to pay these guys, and they're going to make tough decisions. But you hope you're always ascending, you know, and not taking that step back. And it just seems like you're right. It's a rite of passage, especially in the NBA, where, you know, largely, you know, you're playing eight guys, and it's not like football where you have these huge teams and, you know, you lose guys in free agency and it changes whole player groups and, you know, in baseball too, in free agency. And there's just as much free agency in the NBA, but it doesn't take as many players to change the face of your team or to keep the core of your team together. And so it just feels like, yeah, Oklahoma City wasn't ready last year, very young. And hey, we could have been talking about, you know, Denver coming up with a win, and that would have been a little bit of a setback for OKC, even though they're positioned well moving forward. But it all kind of worked out, you know, on a schedule that we've seen with other teams in times past in the league.
So that creates a very interesting conference finals dynamic. Mark Kestisher is with us here on the Hoffman Show. Mark, the lead play-by-play announcer for ESPN Radio's coverage of the NBA, where last year Minnesota and Indiana lost in this round. Like, they've been here before. They are the teams that, if we follow the chronology method, chronology theory, their turn should be to break through. Then they would play each other in the finals, and someone has to win, even though they've never been there before. But I think going into the series, the Knicks are the favorite in the East. The Thunder are favored in the West. How do you look at the experience or lack thereof in each of these matchups? And do you think it can help one team pull an upset more than the other? In other words, do you give the Timberwolves a better chance of upsetting this Thunder team, or the Pacers a better chance of upsetting what is seen to be on paper, or seems to be on paper, a better Knicks team?
Yeah, I think I would probably lean toward the Timberwolves, because I think they're being underrated a little bit, and some of that's not their fault. I think OKC was just so good. The Thunder have home court, and when you watch what they, you know, can do on a nightly basis, and even though they had to go to seven games in the last round, you know, it feels like, yeah, they should be the favorite. And but Minnesota, I think, has won 25 of their last 30 games. That's what, you know, excites me about this matchup, is you have two of the hottest teams, Oklahoma City the entire year and Minnesota really since the All-Star break and since Julius Randle got healthy again. And, you know, in the East, you know, it always feels like there's a weight toward the big city teams, and the Knicks are really the only big city team left in this Final Four. And again, they're home, so it probably makes sense, you know, to have them favored. But Indiana, like Minnesota, is another team that's kind of gone under the radar that has, I can't cite their specific record, but I know since January 1st, it's among the top three or four in the entire NBA. They're just not players that people are familiar with. You know, it's not Jaylen Brown and Karl Anthony Towns, and people know OG Anunoby and on. But they, you know, Tyrese Halliburton is, you know, kind of the lead figure for that team. And so it's a long way to kind of throw my weight behind Minnesota maybe not being as big of an upset between the two, but also of pointing out, you know, this parity that, you know, we've kind of reached here in the NBA with the Celtics being out of it. You know, I'm not going to put Cleveland in that category because they had a great season, but you know, didn't get as far as everyone had anticipated they would get. But just the fact that, you know, we're going to have a seventh different champion in 7 years. And, you know, a decade ago when the season began, you could pretty much book your flights for San Francisco and Cleveland and be pretty certain that those were going to be the cities you were going to in June if you booked them in October at the start of the year. And now nobody expected, you know, what we have forthcoming in the next week or two.
No doubt about it. And this has been a literal unprecedented amount of parity. I don't think there's ever been a 7-7 different champions in the history of the league. Maybe I'd have to think harder about the mid to late 70s. That would be the only other time that we've ever seen anything like that. And this has led into the Lakers-Celtics dominance of the 80s. And these things tend to be cyclical. And Wemby is sitting somewhere in San Antonio going, just wait, I'm coming. And we'll see what this Oklahoma City team can do as well. But here in D.C., Mark, that actually leads nicely into my final question for you, which is, like, how much are people in the league that you talk to, or do you have any theories, opinions of your own of why we're seeing this? Because, like, obviously the Wizards wanted to win the draft lottery. They wanted to get Cooper Flagg, and he looks like he's going to be someone that wherever he goes, you know, 5 years from now, we're going to talk about him being a potential multiple-time champion. He could be that kind of prospect. And it seems like it used to be a lot easier to identify who those guys were. Now you have Giannis is one of the best players in the league. He was, I think, the 15th pick. Jokic was picked in the 20s. Shea was not a top number one overall pick. In this final four, the teams are led by not number one overall picks outside of Anthony Edwards. And even he was kind of like, like I guess he'll do as a number one pick. It wasn't the hype of a guy like Flagg or Wembanyama. And I'm just curious why you think that might be and what that means for a team like the Wizards, who is picking sixth this year in the draft and is hoping to find a hidden gem.
Yeah, it's a complex question to answer that I'll start with. You know, the draft on some level is a little bit of a crapshoot because we're basing our picks outside of, you know, the Wembanyama year. And even Flagg to some point this year feels like he's a can't miss. And, you know, Stephon Castle, as you pointed out, he was the number four pick in last year's draft and turned out to be the rookie of the year. And, you know, if you look at the three picks ahead of him, I think if we, you know, redrafted, you probably would go Castle with number one just based on, you know, what he has shown. So I think on some level there's a randomness of the quirks of trying to take what a guy has done either in college or overseas, which makes it even more difficult, and extrapolate it to the NBA. And on top of that, to the program you're bringing them in. Obviously with the Wizards, until they turn it around, you know, you've got a lot of young guys out there. And so sometimes, you know, when you talk to former professional athletes who may not have had, you know, the career that they had hoped to have, sometimes their theory is, well, what if I had been, you know, not such a highly touted prospect and went later in the first round to an organization that has a history of, you know, picking well in the middle round, to, you know, getting their players within, you know, 2 or 3 years developed in a different way than a guy who has to play on a young team and might average 20 points a game but may not learn good habits, or just, you know, never is part of a team that, you know, can push through or has enough guys there. So there is that randomness about it. But you're right, though, overall. And then we can also take into account, you know, the fact that we've flattened lottery odds because of tanking, and that has hurt the teams who have struggled, whether they're tanking or not, ended up with the most losses in the last couple of years. You know, those teams haven't come up with the biggest of the draft picks. So then it comes down to your scouting department to make sure who's the guy we need, that fits we need, and your scouts have an eye for talent. Because you're right, I think if we go back to whatever draft Giannis was in, I can't remember if that was 2015, or even the Kawhi Leonard draft, you know, he was another guy that, you know, went 10, 11, or 12. And on draft night, and I was there for all those drafts, you know, in different parts of New York and New Jersey, like none of those guys stood out to me. And I'm not a talent evaluator, but I didn't look at, you know, Kawhi Leonard that night or, you know, any other late pick. I remember, you know, even Draymond Green, who came in the second round, or Steph Curry, who was like the third point guard drafted in the top 10 in the 2000, whatever that was, eight draft. You know, it's sometimes hard to realize what these guys are going to become. And so it's really up to your organization to do their due diligence and hit on these guys. I mean, here in Oklahoma City, if you ever look at the Sam Presti draft picks from the Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and those are just the guys that were picked, you know, in the top 10, you know, to the Steven Adams and the Serge Ibaka's that came later than that. And then this whole new iteration, it's almost unfair that you could be that good. There's got to be some luck, Craig. I think you would agree with me. There has to be some luck, but maybe he's just that good. And so sometimes there is that benefit to picking later and not getting, you know, like the Clippers were always in the draft lottery and never seemed to put it together despite having top right. five pick after top five pick.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some element of luck. There's definitely some element of skill as a scout. And I think the player development part is so correct too, that, and it's hard, like you said, it's harder now because the talent is more, like, it was easier to scout when it was your drafting dudes out of the ACC and the SEC and whatever, and that was really it.
Yeah, they
now you're trying
four
to find
years, exactly,
yeah,
yeah,
talent all over the world that's playing 17 years old for Real Madrid against 25-year-olds in a different league, and you're like, I don't know. But
and our
then
guys
also,
who are playing 1 year of college, and
right,
you know, they're just not fully formed, and we're drafting on, you know, ceiling, not, you know, and not, and you, every once in a while you get a good 4 or 5 year player. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, this is way down the second round, but Quinton Post, who played at Boston College and had a really good run with Golden State when Jimmy Butler first came over, and there's a lot of coaches that see value in guys that played 4 or 5 years in the league. You know, they don't have that upside of the guy's going to be a superstar, but you could build depth to an already good team, you know, and that's certainly – Washington has a lot of good young players, as we know, but they're not ready for those kind of guys yet.
For sure, and it is something that I know the Wizards have valued in terms of the right vets. I think that's the other part of it, is like, how do you develop the young guys by, you know, bringing in the Marcus Smarts and the Malcolm Brogdons and the Jonas Valanciunases, that they've tried to have those guys around, even though it is a bunch of young guys right now. So we'll see what they do with six, but it's a fascinating time in the NBA. Mark Kestenscher is there to call the best games of it. He'll be on the call for the Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio, which you can listen to on the ESPN app. Mark, always a pleasure, sir, and we will talk to you hopefully here in the next couple of weeks again.
I hope so, because otherwise I'm setting my phone for May 19th, 2026.
All right.
And that alarm is going to go off, and I'll be like, where's Craig?
Yeah, I'll still be here, sitting in the same chair, talking about the same stuff going. Hopefully the Wizards will be here eventually, but we'll
and hopefully
there
won't be
time.
A tornado warning here in Oklahoma City, as we were about an hour ago.
Yeah, stay safe, my friend. Stay safe.
I will. Good talking to you.
You too, always. It's Mark Kestenscher, everybody. We are almost out of show. When we get back, we will wrap things up here on the Team 980. Anthony, you just told me something in my ear, and I didn't quite catch out which one. I know we have the Nikola Jokic one. What was the other one we have?
Robert Horry.
Oh, that's a good one.
Danny Ainge.
So in like 1994-ish, I think it was, somewhere in there, maybe 96-ish, Robert Horry was playing for the Phoenix Suns, and he threw a towel in Danny Ainge's face. Danny Ainge was his coach, and he was on a podcast recently and explained why.
What was that? Why did you throw the towel at Danny Ainge? What happened there?
Mario Elie, my boy. I love Mario.
Haitian sensation.
Exactly.
I love it.
Danny Ainge takes the ball out. They're down. We about to win the game. He takes it and throws it and hits Mario right in the face with the ball. You know, a couple of years later, I get traded. And so we're walking in the hallway and they're showing us the facilities, Sam Cassell and I. And he's like, I know I hit Mario in the face on purpose with the ball.
And he's the coach at the time.
He's assistant coach.
Okay, gotcha.
And so now all this animosity is starting to build up. We got beat by like 40 by Chicago. And we were like, well, our offense. And I says, you know what? Can I say something? I said, we keep talking about our offense, man. We got beat by 40. What about our defense? And then Dan Ames like, defense? You the worst defensive player on the team. I'm like, whoa, dude. And then we traded away Michael Finley, who's my boy. We traded away AC Green. And my dog, Sam Cassell, got traded. So he said, well, we traded away those people to give you more time. So we go to Boston. I had three great plays in a row. And all of a sudden, he subs me for Danny Manning. I said, dude, I'm playing good. He said, man, go sit your ass down at the end of the bench. And I walk. I said, oh, and I'm like, what did this mother say? I got up and I said, what did you f***ing say to me? Excuse my language. And he said, I said, man. And I threw the towel in his face and walked down early in the bench. We went back to Phoenix. They suspended me for 2 games. After that, Danny Ainge called me on the phone and said, I hate to say this. I just probably won you some more championships. I'm like, what do you mean by that? We just traded you to the Lakers.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, yes. I hung up the phone. I didn't even know who, I didn't ask who I was traded with, who I was traded for. I got in my car, and I drove to L.A. the next day.
That's an incredible. My favorite part is the end. I drove to L.A. from Phoenix. Imagine an NBA player doing that now, Anthony. I got traded. I'm just skirt over to L.A.
Insane.
7 rings later, big shot Bob. Robert Horry, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.